This story may sound a little familiar. A woman returned home from a holiday shopping spree with her arms loaded down with packages. Her husband met her at the door and said, "What did you buy? With prices as high as they are, I bet you've spent a fortune. I hate to think what has happened to our nest egg." "I'll tell you what happened to our nest egg," his wife said defensively as she began to put the packages down on the dining room table. "The old hen got tired of sitting on it." Some of you are laughing. This story may be more familiar than you want to admit. I think I've had that discussion in my house a few times, too. In our scripture today, we have a young woman named Mary. Now, she hasn't been out shopping for Christmas presents, but she is pregnant with God's Son, and she decides to take a trip. Why? Why take a trip when she's pregnant? I mean, it's not like they had cars with air conditioning and shock absorbers and all that. It was all going to be on a donkey, for crying out loud. Why now? Why? What was the purpose of this trip? Well, for starters, can you imagine the reception Mary got when she told her friends and family that she was pregnant and who the father was? And that an angel had told her all of this. No doubt some of those close to her probably thought that she had been two-timing Joseph and was trying to cover it up with some wild and crazy story, while others may have thought that she had fallen off her donkey and hit her head. Without a doubt, most folks were probably not very nice to Mary or very receptive to her story about why she was pregnant all of a sudden. In fact, you can almost hear the rumors circulating around in her hometown about her. You know, oh, poor Mary, what has she done? And what has she done to Joseph? And oh my, isn't this just a shock? You know, if there had been tabloids back then, I'm sure they would have covered it. So Mary probably in part took the trip in hopes that she would finally talk to someone who would believe her. Remember that the angel that visited Mary told her that her relatives Elizabeth and Zacharias also had a miraculous birth or pregnancy. And therefore she may have thought that she would receive a sympathetic ear. However, there may have been another reason that she took this trip. Mary also knew that Zacharias was a priest. And she may have wanted to seek his help in understanding all that was happening to her. Now, she didn't doubt it. She had the faith. She believed that God was doing this, but it didn't mean that she totally understood it. So she may have wanted to seek a little bit of guidance in that. Whatever the motivation was, she took a great leap of faith, went down to Hertz Rentals, rented a good low-mileage donkey, and set out and headed for the hill town where Elizabeth and Zacharias lived. Now, when Mary walked into Zacharias' house and greeted Elizabeth, Elizabeth's baby jumped for joy because the Holy Spirit had come over Elizabeth. And the Holy Spirit immediately let Elizabeth know that her baby jumped because Mary was pregnant with the Holy One of Israel. Now, Elizabeth did not ponder on this or question this. She immediately greeted Mary with honor and told Mary she was blessed, and so was the one that she was carrying. The only thing Elizabeth didn't understand was why she was being visited by someone so great. Again, Elizabeth didn't doubt it. She just thought, why me? Why am I getting so honored here? So now we've talked about the story that's written in this scripture, the story of Mary's trip. But what about the story which is between the lines? I say, wait a minute, preacher, what story between the lines? What are you talking about? I'm glad you've asked that question. It's the faith story. From the beginning, when Mary was visited by the angel, she had amazing faith. Unlike Zacharias' response of disbelief to what was going to happen to his wife when the angel came and visited him, Mary did not question what the angel told her. She had faith in God that he would do what he said he would do. She proved her faith by her response to the angel. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary said. "May it be to me as you have said." That's powerful faith in action. She didn't question. what was being told to her. She just accepted it and said, okay, make it so. Let it happen. I ask you, how many of us would respond that well to something major that God was going to do in our life? More than likely, we would probably act more like Zacharias if we were told something very major was going to happen in our life. We'd probably react something like, why me? Why do I have to do this? Give it to somebody else, right? Or question it. You know, what is this about, Lord? What do you mean? But not Mary. Her faith was also strong enough that she didn't have any qualms about telling those around her what the angel had said and what God had done. How many times has God put something on our heart or told us something is about to happen or is doing something in our lives and we think, well, I don't want to share that. People think I've fallen off a donkey and hit my head. You know? We've all been there. But Mary's faith was so strong, it sustained her through ridicule and disbelief by others. But Mary also displayed her faith as a young pregnant woman, traveling by herself in the desert on the back of a donkey on roads watched by thieves and thugs. It's important to note here that in those days, it was okay to travel by yourself within the little cities and towns that were spread out here and there amongst the desert. But once you got outside of the walls and the gates of the cities, out into the wild, there were all kinds of interesting characters out there waiting to steal what you had and jump on you in different things. It was dangerous times out there. That's one of the reasons why all the little cities and towns had sort of a wall around them and gates so that at night they could close that and the people inside would be safe from the folks outside. So she had a lot of faith to take on this trip. You know, and you gotta ask, how many of you, if you were pregnant, would take a trip like that? I mean, you'd have to have faith that God would protect you on that trip. And to keep you safe and protect your baby. I know a lot of you men are thinking, now, wait a minute, that ain't never going to happen to me. But, you know, you could probably think of something just as dangerous to do. And how about Elizabeth? Now, she had faith as well. She did not question what was made known to her when her baby jumped inside her. And when the Holy Spirit came upon her, she immediately praised Mary for being the Lord's servant and the mother of Christ. Remember, there was no hesitation, no questioning there. The Holy Spirit came upon her and told her this was so, and she believed it and accepted it. Now, I'm sure some of you are thinking, well, Pastor, these were special people with special tasks, and God gave them an extra large dose of faith for that purpose. I want to say, wait a minute there. Are we trying to say that we can't have that much faith? That they had to have extra faith to do what they did? Well, let me ask you something. How much faith does it take a black man from Atlanta, Georgia, who was going to school to be a basketball coach, when in the middle of that, God says, no, I want you to go into ministry? He, without hesitation, let the Lord lead him not only to be a great preacher, but a bishop of the state of Florida. Of course, I'm talking about the late Bishop Henderson. Amazing man. Furthermore, how much faith does it take for a child to stand up to his or her classmates and say, I'm a Christian, I won't be a part of that? How much faith does it take for someone to come up to the altar in front of a full church and ask for forgiveness or healing? How much faith does it take to turn your child over to God because you've done all you know how to do for them? How much faith does it take for a church to say, we are going to start a youth program and we'll let God fill it with youth? How much faith does it take to say, I have only $50 left in my pocket and I'm going to put the whole thing in the church offering and God will take care of me? How much faith does it take for a church to build a new building and say the Lord will fill it? The same amount of faith that Mary had to be the mother of our Lord. same amount of faith that Elizabeth had to have to believe what the Holy Spirit was telling her about Mary, pregnancy. It doesn't take a whole lot of faith. We all get the same. Jesus tells us in Luke 17:6, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey. That's all the faith it takes. Faith the size of a tiny mustard seed. That's all the faith Mary needed to be the mother of Christ. That's all the faith Elizabeth needed to believe she would bear a child at such an old age. And all we need is faith the size of a mustard seed to accomplish the task that God is calling us to do. See, we don't need a super amount of faith. And let me clarify one thing, though. All Mary needed was faith as small as a mustard seed to be the mother of Christ. But it doesn't stop there. Because as she exercised her faith in God, it grew stronger. As she took that mustard seed size of faith and went out and did the things that God was calling her to do, He increased her faith. He increased her belief. Now you may be thinking, wait a minute, Pastor, what do you mean, exercise your faith? Is this something you go down to the gym and use a special machine to have a faith workout? No. That would be easy, but there's no machine down there for that. Believe me, I've looked. All you do is start with the mustard seed size faith that God initially gave you, and then go down, then go and do, rather, what He is calling you to do. It's that simple. You see, the more you trust God and do the things on faith, the stronger your faith becomes. It's that simple. That's what Mary did. He didn't have any great amount of faith. He had that mustard seed size faith, like all of us have. And when God said, you're going to be the mother of Christ, I said, okay. Stood on that mustard seed of faith, and she said, okay, let it be. And as she went through that, her faith grew. Your faith can grow too. Many of you have already been down that path. You've answered God's call. You've done things that He's put on your heart to do, and your faith has grown. But it never stops. It'll continue to grow and continue to grow as long as we continue to use it. Of course, faith, we've got to remember, is also like a muscle in another way. If we don't use it, it will just stay weak and flabby. Remember, the more you trust God and do things on faith, the stronger your faith will become. Mary did. Elizabeth did. Now it's our turn. I challenge you today, go out, exercise your faith. Watch what God can do through each one of you. It's amazing. Take a poor old country boy like me and make a preacher out of him. He can do anything. Watch what God can do through each of you. Use that mustard seed size faith. Will you pray with me?